Hello, everyone, and welcome to week number 3 here of Coaches Shows. Joining us here today is the Centralia's head coach, Roger Holthouse. I'm Krennan Prophet. These Centralia Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, last year, again, the only loss Centralia took in the regular season was to Mid-Buchanan. Right now, as of so far, that is the same situation. Centralia taking the loss against Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons, 49-13. Last year, though, it was a 41-6 loss. Coach, what can you tell me about last Friday's game?
Yeah, they were a very talented football team. They had some speed, a little bit of size to them. I would say we didn't play exceptionally well, but some of that had to do with them and what they was doing to us. But a little disappointed probably in our effort, a little disappointed in our toughness, and a little disappointed in our heart last Friday night.
Well, I know the Dragons, they're a team that, in comparison to Kansas, that they're like a 3-4A compared to a Centralia, which is a 1A. So again, playing up in classification, playing a tough opponent, still a lot of positives to take out of that game offensively. Quinton Aldifer in the passing game was able to get a little bit involved. He had a one touchdown in the pass. So what can you tell me about your offense last Friday and how they were able to handle that adversity?
Yeah, I think offensively at times we did, at times at the point of attack, we blocked well. We just didn't stay locked on well enough. We didn't combo back to the backer that we should have, and the backer slid over and made plays in the hole. Those things probably had a little bit to do with them being just a little bit quicker than we're used to seeing. But that, things like that stuff we need to correct to get ourselves better. So, offensively wasn't bad at times. I think we had one good drive Friday night that we scored our first touchdown. I thought it was a good offensive possession. So the offense wasn't horrible, but we need to get much better on locking onto a block.
Yeah, the offense having 156 yards on the ground for a score. But talking about the defense real quick, some tackling leaders for your team, Bronx Tally with 12 tackles, Quinton Aldifer working there on the defensive side as well, 8 tackles, Isaac Reinecke also 6 tackles as well. I know you allowed 429 yards total on offense and 7 touchdowns, but what can you kind of tell me there defensively for your team last Friday?
Very disappointed defense. I thought at times the effort wasn't what I think the effort needs to be to compete with a team like that. And I thought at times our toughness wasn't near good enough to compete with a team like that. But that's why you play that game, to see kind of where you're at and what we need to work on. And it showed us that we got a lot to work on and we got a ways to go to be a really, really good football team.
Well, again, it's kind of uncommon for a 1A classification team to kind of seek out such high-level competition, especially early on in the season. I mean, what really great positive things do you see coming out of this game to help you later on in the season?
It's just like I told him last year, same thing this year, is listen, guy, you're going to see opponents like that. And you get, if you're going to make a deep playoff run, you're going to see people like that. And for us to see that kind of team, like week two, now that this is what it takes to make that the run like we did last year, I believe that helps you because you've seen it up and live. It's easy to watch tape and say we can do this, this, and this. But until you're thrown into the mix and they're coming at you that fast, is a big difference. So I don't mind playing, good teams, great teams early. Just kind of see where we're at and help us prepare for what we're going to see later in the season.
Well, continuing on here later in the season, this Friday, the week number 3 game here on KMZA, our game of the week here, we'll have, that is Centralia on the road against Onega. We'll talk about that more here in segment number 2. Continuing the locker room chat here on KMZA with Centralia's head coach, Roger Holthouse. Again, the Centralia locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Again, this is our KMZA 92.1 game of the week, Centralia at Onega. Right now, the Onega Buffaloes are 1-1 on the season. They just took a rough loss against the Valley Heights Mustangs, 28-8, which they led 8-7 halfway into the second quarter, and then allowing 21 points the rest of the way. Can you tell me about your opponent this Friday?
They're young. They're young, but they're athletic. They're young, and they're playing with a chip on their shoulder, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And those teams kind of worry me a little bit. They're hungry. They want to fight. So we got to be prepared to take their best shot when we head down there Friday night.
Well, real quick, another big stat to mention. You mentioned a team that has a chip on their shoulder. They have lost 22 straight games here against Centralia. It's been since 1998 where Onega has been able to capture a win against Centralia. What are some big key notes here to keep that winning streak alive here for your Panthers team?
Well, I think it's it's simple anyway. We got to tackle. We can't blow assignments defensively. We got to tackle defensively. And then I think offensively, we got to lock on blocks and we got to stay locked on. We got to move our feet and then we can't turn that thing over and give them extra possessions.
Well, it's pretty much a one-sided game last year against Onega. Do you see any similarities with last year's team looking at film from this season?
Yeah, I think they're going to play hard, and they got a lot of stuff going on there that their kids are going to play hard. And I know they're going to play hard. As long as our kids realize they're going to play hard, there's probably not much love lost between our two schools, but they're going to play hard. So we got to be ready to match the intensity that they're going to bring Friday night.
Well, last year it was Jackson Coulterman that commanded that Onega team. Now it's Ryder Coulterman, his cousin. How are you going to shut down their quarterback as well as the running a game?
It comes down to don't blow an assignment and tackle. I mean, so you blow an assignment, he's good enough to take it to the house. You know, you got to tackle him. You just got to do the small things right, and that's what we're working on in practice this week.
Well, again, Coach, I'd like to say I appreciate your time, as always, joining us here weekly for these locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So, Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Again, these locker room chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Again, this is our 92.1 Kames 8 Game of the Week this Friday. Be sure you tune in pregame starting at 6:30 p.m. Again, Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Onega Buffaloes.